There's a further question kind of lurking in the background, which I've never raised, but really ought to be. It's not a very profound question. And that is, what right do we have to do anything in Colombia? Try out new biological weapons, use chemicals in violation of manufacturers' prescriptions, go in with military gunships. What right do we have to do any of these things? And there's a cynical answer to that. The cynical answer is their governments asked us to. But if the governments hadn't asked us to, they wouldn't be their governments. So we can drop that argument. Putting that aside, what's our right? What right do we have to do it? Or to turn the question around, do they have the same right to do it to us? Like, let's just take, say, Colombia. Many more people die in Colombia from U.S. Lethal drugs than the number of people who die here from Colombian lethal drugs. And if you spread it over the whole world, it's orders of magnitude. I mean, millions and millions of people in Asia die from U.S.-produced lethal substances, as do many people here. I'm talking about tobacco, primarily. The number of deaths from tobacco every year, just in the United States, is on the order of 400,000. The total number of deaths from all drugs, what are called drugs, is about 16,000, so it's like 25 times as much. If you look at the rest of the world, it's millions and tens of millions of people. Now, notice that those people, they don't have a choice. For example, if Thailand or China or South Korea or something were to try to prevent U.S. lethal substances from going into their country, they'd be smashed. There's a device called Super 301, trade sanctions, very severe trade sanctions will be imposed. In fact, they're constantly threatened if any effort is made to try to prevent the import of U.S. lethal substances. And that's a very severe threat for a country like, say, Thailand or even China, a big one, because the U.S. market is important. So you can compel countries to accept our lethal substances. Furthermore, they have to accept advertising for them. So if any of these countries try to prevent advertising, mostly directed at vulnerable populations, like, say, women and children primarily, if they try to prevent that, again, very severe trade sanctions. The result of this is that U.S. lethal substances are poured into other countries with massive advertising campaigns aimed at the most vulnerable populations, leading to a huge number of deaths, incalculable number of deaths. One epidemiologist at Oxford University estimated that of the current population of China, about 50 million are going to die from U.S. lethal substances in the coming years. So it's not small numbers. The question then arises, well, if we have a right to carry out these campaigns in Colombia, why don't they have a right to carry out chemical and biological warfare and military attacks, say, in North Carolina? It sounds like a simple question, and if the U.S. Air Force won't let them do it, why shouldn't honest American citizens do it? You know, because they can ask the same question. Well, I'll leave that question with you to think about. It's rather striking that it isn't asked. It's not a very profound question. You know, like, it's not a question that any junior high school student would have difficulty understanding. But try to find the question raised somewhere. You can ask why. Notice that there is no debate about the character of U.S. lethal drugs. That's accepted. The U.S. Supreme Court really recently determined, in fact, unanimously, that tobacco is the leading public health hazard in the United States. It outweighs a huge number of others combined. And they virtually called on Congress to declare it illegal. They can't actually say so, but that's what it amounted to. Other questions arise, too.